Persons listening to this show should experience varying degrees of euphoria and might radiate a warm glow of truth from their entire being. This phenomenon sometimes lasts hours after a typical brain massage. If you are listening with another lights on listener and they begin to glow, don't be concerned. This is a phenomenon normally associated with Pastor Scheidbach's patented brain massage technique and merely means the truth has set them free. The devil beware. Pastor Scheidbach is on the air.
Hello, I'm Dr. Scheidbach, pastor at the Lighthouse Baptist Church in Santa Maria, California. And your brain masseur, get ready for your brain massage. What I've learned from COVID-19, Biden's Armageddon, will it result in World War III? China's CCP now placing police stations within our country, operating under China's laws on our soil, really? FDA Fauci et al. Accused of mass murder. And in a Washington Times op-ed written by Peter Navarro, and he brings the receipts. Biden extends the COVID-19 health emergency powers. Pandemic he said was over. J6, I was wrong. I thought that charade had played out and would be wrapped up in September. But the Dems just don't have any other play. They're stuck to that mess like Brer Rabbit to Tar Baby. For their latest desperate move, they've subpoenaed Trump. It's getting weirder out there every day. Nanotechnology now, imitating life, combining nanotech bots with organic material gives new meaning to Pfizer's BioNTech vaccines. Does the jab induce genetic modification? It was another of those many conspiracy theories that turned out to be conspiracy fact. But does it mean a genetically altered human being becomes the property of the mRNA patent holders? And is there any hope for those who have gotten jabbed by this thing? The Lord willing, I'll wrap it up with a little segment, Waiting for the Savior and Looking for the Saviors. Get ready, my friends. It's time for your brain massage.
Truth. Served here, flavored by delectable wit, delicious sarcasm, succulent sagacity. A gourmet meal for the mind.
Okay, my friends, I'm still battling this cold, so bear with me and pray for me, please. What I've learned from COVID. Well, I've learned that the government-controlled medical establishment is fully politicized. That it serves the political objectives of tyrants. The government has used the health industry to exert a dictatorial control over the people, to steal from us our right of consent. Not only that bit about, of full informed consent to medical treatment, but also they've used this thing to deny to us our right of the consent of the governed. Furthermore, COVID taught me who the pharmaceutical companies are, what liars they are, what fiendish plots they hatch to force the world's population into participation with their massive experiment using us as their lab rats. I learned that the medical establishment personnel are dedicated first and foremost to their own wallets and their careers, not to their patients. The Hippocratic Oath is a hypocritical one. I learned that hospitals are willing to kill patients for money. I learned that science means nothing to the medical establishment, that in service to the God of Mammon and to avoid disruption of their career path, they will pervert science and defile it, sell out. I saw that especially in this mask debate and the vaccine scam. We know Fauci's corrupt sycophants participated in gain-of-function research. Barrick of University of North Carolina and Dzok of the EcoHealth Alliance, Collins, Fauci's boss, all of them. That when their gain-of-function research on coronavirus was discovered and shut down by the Republican Congress, Barack facilitated with Fauci to work out a workaround to get that work continued in Wuhan. COVID taught me this, that Fauci, Collins, Dzok, Barack, Barrick, the FDA, it's all corrupt. It's a network of liars, serpents slithering about. If the entire medical establishment had a head, it would be a Medusa head of writhing snakes. How fitting the reports that the virus causing COVID includes cobra DNA sequences. Yeah, I read that somewhere. Really? Well, NYP reports studies showing, quote, getting very ill with COVID is like a rattlesnake bite, end quote. Now, according to a new medical study, they said. published in the Journal of Clinical Investigation. So we know that Dzok et al. Initiated the preparation of that phony Lancet study, remember that, claiming HCQ was dangerous and that this study was used by the wicked murdering medical establishment to manipulate government, or to give government cover, to use its coercive powers to forbid prescription of HCQ for early treatment. And that when this was discovered to be a faked study, it was withdrawn by Lancet in shame. And yet, the vile, demented, devil-infested Faucian gang refused to acknowledge this and continued using that study to justify prohibiting the use of HCQ, which is hydroxychloroquine, by the way. They refused to acknowledge the people's right to try. They punished doctors who put their patients first to circumvent their death plan, remdesivir, known to be something that'll destroy your liver, destroy your life and kill you. And then to the ventilator, which was almost certain death. And they used their power to cower the weak into compliance. And now we know this ruse, this lie, this wicked scam. You know what? It cost the lives of over 500,000 Americans. This is mass murder. This is crimes against humanity. COVID taught me not to trust pharma, the hospitals, government health agencies, any government-connected doctors or healthcare workers, or even medical science. Quacks, charlatans, liars, whose agenda is not the health of the American people. These people have infiltrated the medical establishment at the highest levels, and they're ruining the whole thing. Where they use their positions of power to, as I mentioned, cower the weak and pathetic under them to do their bidding. We got an air show going on here in good old Santa Maria, and you might be hearing the jets go by, and I don't have time to pause during their flyovers, so I got to just roll on through. They cower the weak and the pathetic to do their bidding, which has resulted in the mass murder of hundreds of thousands of Americans. The few brave healthcare workers, and I know some, who stood up to this, continue even today to fight for their very survival. Now, COVID taught me that little dictators like Newsom and Biden will use any pretext to take away our liberties and enslave the people. And once they get that power, oh, they're not going to let it go. Newsom has yet to release his emergency powers of tyranny. And my house is right in the flight path here, friends, so bear with me. Newsom has yet to release his emergency powers of tyranny over California, and Biden has just extended his emergency powers over the United States under the guise of a pandemic he earlier declared was over. Now, COVID showed me what putting power in the hands of wicked and unreasonable men and women looks like, feels like. On the positive side, COVID taught me what has been going on in our public schools. The importance that children see the faces of their friends and fellow students and their teachers. COVID put on display how many Americans have been conditioned to slavery. You know, willing to let government dictate that they wear a useless face diaper and let some ignorant or worse, malignant HCW stick a needle into your arm and pump it full of junk into your body without fully apprising you of the potential dangers. Good night, FDA, in the past, wouldn't allow the advertising of an antidepressant without adding a full disclosure list of all the ways that drug might kill you. But when it comes to this experimental mRNA gene-manipulating so-called vaccine, well, it's all, line up, everyone, take your shot. It's all good. Refusing to even tell you the truth about something that's developed called SADS. Sudden adult death syndrome. There's a new one. The neurological attacks you've watched these videos of these people spinning around like they're seeing devils swarming them and then dropping over dead. I saw this one video and I kind of wondered about it until I saw this guy get sucked up under a train and rolled all over. It's for real, man. How many athletes are going to drop dead on the playing fields before we finally wake up and notice, hey, there's something way off here? So that's a partial list of what COVID has taught me so far. What has it taught you? Oh, what's that? I can't make it out. Nah, you're going to have to take off the mask so I can hear what you're saying. It's okay. I mean, you saw the video of Pelosi ranting about punching out Trump, you know, back on January 6, 2021. She wasn't wearing a mask. Well, I mean, it was pulled down under her chin, so it's, you know, not wearing one, really. And remember in her hair salon, traipsing about without a mask during the height of mask mandates on everyone else? It's not a problem. Take off the mask. Pull it down. Let me know what you... Okay. What's that? Oh, family matters more than we realized. Huh. That's what it taught you? Well, if you needed lockdowns to teach you that your family matters, get in church, man. Obviously, your values are way distorted. All right. Go ahead. Pull your mask down so I can... this next one over here. Yeah, you. Pull your mask down. I can't understand you when you're mumbling mush mouth behind your mask. Okay, thank you. We have unleashed a revolution in medicine. Excuse me? We have unleashed medical monsters to experiment on the population at will to make the entire population a slave to the pharmaceutical companies. Here, take your shot and we'll let you go out and play. Really? Well, we didn't really mean that. The vaccine will protect you and others. Well, yeah, not quite. Yeah, you're going to get sick anyway, and you'll make others sick too. Take the vaccine, and you could take off the mask. Well, no, not actually. Not so fast. You got to wear the mask anyway. Take the shot and protect others from getting sick with COVID. Well, no, that doesn't work either. You have unleashed a medical monster with an insatiable appetite for control and to just devour your wealth. Anyway, the jury's still out on what this so-called virus is and what these vaccines are. And the question looming heavy over the entire debate is exactly why should I trust what any of these yahoos are saying, since virtually everything they have said so far has proven to be a lie. Okay, I see another hand. Yes, ma'am, you. Mumble. Take off the mask already. Fauci doesn't wear them when talking on TV. Pelosi, as I mentioned, drops it under her chin when talking to others in the room with her who are all dutifully wearing their masks. Look, I know for a fact that airborne droplets fill a room within 15 minutes of tidal breathing and normal talking. If you get more than three people in a room. So, you know, look, I know for a fact that the mask you're wearing is a joke. Plumes of droplet clouds invisible to the naked eye are jetting out of the openings into the atmosphere, drying within milliseconds, by the way, releasing their virions, infectious particles, by the way, that kind of gets you sick, into aerosol. That means they float around indefinitely. And those droplets captured inside your mask? Excuse me, really? If you're wearing one of those made with hydrophobic materials, they bead up there and through the process of respiration, that's breathing, you know what I mean? Drawing the air in and blowing the air out repeatedly over those droplets. It's facilitating evaporation is what's happening. And it finally reaches desiccation, which means the moisture, virtually all of it's evaporated, leaving the droplet nuclei that are then easily sucked down deep into your lower respiratory system, you know, looking for an opportunity to get into your bloodstream through the alveoli, or the 40 to 20 nanometer particles, that's itty bitty, you know, are launched into the atmosphere through the 300 to 7,000 nanometer openings in your mask. Do the math. Where they float about until air currents swirl them around in a vortex around a neighbor's mask and get caught in the draft of inhalation and sucked right on through the mask and into the lower respiratory tract. The masks are worthless. Hey, you get this. So please, get rid of that stupid mask, man. Because if it's made of hydrophilic material, the moisture is going to break down upon contact, spread out, facilitating evaporation anyway, and the whole thing I've described starts all over again. Listen, these things evaporate and release the virion. Besides all that, the exhalation process has as its purpose to eject junk out of your body that it doesn't want there and into the atmosphere where sunlight and other factors destroy virtually all of it almost immediately. And then, you know, with the larger droplets, greater than 5 micrometers, are captured in your nasal passages anyway, and your natural filtration system does a much better job taking care of you. Look, you're capturing all sorts of junk in your body's trying to get rid of. It's called ejecta. And it's not just virions, friend. You got bacteria. You got all kinds of ucky junk. And you're holding it right there next to your mouth. That's real smart. Causing rashes, infections. It's a filthy, dirty thing. Get the diaper off your face. These masks are not intended to be worn all day, day after day after day. Just take it off. Trust God's natural filtration system. He's never lied to you, by the way. These yahoos like Fauci, you know, in 2020, he told an Inquirer, the typical surgical mask will not protect you from a virus. Why? The virus is too small, passes right through. That's what he said. And then within a month, he changes his tune, tells everyone to wear a mask to protect you from a virus. This man's a liar. Trust God, not Fauci. The only science that Fauci represents is that kind the Bible describes as science falsely so-called. The fact that the Bible refers to a science falsely so-called, by the way, affirms the Bible's endorsement of true science. So what's your lesson from COVID? You want to share with the Brain Massage family? Okay, all right, thank you. Loneliness hurts health more than we thought, end quote. Now, yeah, that sounds familiar. Did you get, you guys getting these from that AARP article, Lessons from COVID? I thought so. Did you notice that immediately after the acknowledgement that loneliness is deadly, that article says isolation may be the new normal? Yeah, well, maybe for you. So I guess you are saying you learned that loneliness is deadly, and you might as well resign yourself to living a more or less isolated life. That is, until it kills you? Oh, give me a break. Anyway, I'll have to go to break. Hold on, my friends. I'll be right back.
The spirit of Antichrist is rising. Christians are the most persecuted group in the world today. And Antichrist sentiment is rising in America, too. But remember, when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord raises a banner against him. The Spirit of Jesus Christ in us is greater than the Spirit of Antichrist in the world. But believers don't understand the ways of the kingdom of God. Jerry's new book teaches you how to wrestle against the principalities and powers that have risen against Christ in America today. Get God's War, Why Christians Should Rule the World. Go to godswar2020.com. God's War, Why Christians Should Rule the World. A shocking statement to many, but our founders didn't think so. John Jay believed Christians should prefer believers to rule our nation because Jesus is the King and all mankind are subject to his crown. Our founding fathers understood this and acknowledged Christ as King. Satan once boasted all the kingdoms of the world were his, but no longer, because when Jesus died on the cross, he broke the power of Satan over this world and cast the prince of this world out. When Jesus rose from the grave, he declared, "All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth." Jesus sent his Spirit into the world, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. But where the Spirit of Antichrist is, there is tyranny. The Spirit of Jesus Christ is greater than the Spirit of Antichrist. Now, you can learn how to unleash the power of Christ into the world to defeat the Spirit of Antichrist. Learn how you can defend liberty through the authority of Jesus Christ. Free the world from the spirit of tyranny. Get God's War, Why Christians Should Rule the World, today. Go to www.books.
We have learned that some liberals choke on even a small piece of Pastor Scheibach's mind.
The devil beware. Pastor Scheibach is on the air.
Hello and welcome back. I'm Dr. Scheibach, pastor of the Lighthouse, your brain masseur, Paul Revere's Lantern Lighter. Lighting the lamps of the church belfry arch, signaling the enemy is on the march, an enemy that would steal from us our liberties. Biden's Armageddon. You probably heard Biden's warning that Putin is pushing us toward Armageddon. Biden said the country under his leadership is as close to Armageddon as it has been since the Cuban Missile Crisis in the 1960s. You must pay attention to these things, Biden says. Remember, after he spoke a target on the backs of all Trump-supporting Americans, well, the FBI went to work carrying out his attacks. So these crazy statements Biden makes appear to be triggers to launch another phase in what appears to be his party's plan for controlling the Dominion in perpetuity. Interesting. Biden is stockpiling one report said $290 million worth of Amgen's radiation sickness drugs. Now, this is for the seriously sick, I understand. And I heard it was only an 18-month shelf life. Now, that's weird. Why buy something to stockpile with so short a lifespan? Maybe more weird is Delaware's announcement that the state will begin distributing potassium iodide tablets to residents living within 10 miles of the Salem Hope Creek Nuclear Generating Station. Now, that started yesterday, October 13. Coincidence? Maybe. But the nuclear generating station in Salem Hope has been operating for a long time. Suddenly this becomes a concern. Biden tells Zelensky that joining NATO is in his own hands. And that was December last year. In September this year, Zelensky promises Russia he won't join NATO if that brings peace. Well, that was September 2. By September 30, Zelensky, that's Vladimir, by the way, of the Ukraine, finally announced in September his intention to move Ukraine to join NATO. Video here of him and his team holding up a signed application for membership September 30th. and they're calling on NATO to get on the stick and get it done. Well, then he calls on the U.S. and the Western powers to initiate a preemptive strike on Russia to forestall a nuclear attack from the rising bear. And that was October 7, 2022. Biden is releasing as much as 180 million barrels of oil out of our strategic reserve, including his late release of another 10 million barrels of oil from our strategic reserves. But what's this? Biden sells oil to China from the U.S. Strategic Petroleum Reserve? Excuse me? We're selling oil to our enemy? DEFCON News reports Biden has nearly depleted our reserves. Our military fell short of recruiting goals by 25%. Now, who wants to join a woke army, I ask you? The army is being feminized, or I don't even know what to call this. Who wants to join the pervert brigade? I'm sorry, Millie is no G.I. Joe. What do you got, G.I. Shane coming up here? You've got to be kidding me. One trans army major indicted for a plot to give sensitive information to Russia. And when you consider the percentage of trans to normals, that's a rather stunning statistic, you know, if you will. And now this, China's CCP are placing police stations within our country, operating under China's laws on our soil. Really? And now CCP is openly threatening one of our citizens, Elon Musk. He will be taught a lesson. We're going to send your police after him there, CCP, Xi Jinping. If we can overrun the election, you know, the cheat that's planned for November, then we can turn all of this around very quickly. Rise up, America, and if they steal our election again, it's to your tents, O Israel. Remember when Jeroboam returned from Egypt at the news that Solomon had died and the 10 tribes gathered to him, fulfilling the prophecy, by the way, that he'd get 10 tribes. He approached Rehoboam, the new king following Solomon, and petitioned him on behalf of the 10 tribes, grieved and burdened by government oppression, to back off. Well, Rehoboam refused, most of you know the story, and Jeroboam cried, "What portion have we in David? Neither have we inheritance in the son of Jesse. To your tents, O Israel." I require some explanation and clarification, but the idea is this. When the government violated the oath of David to rule justly in the fear of God and his descendants, to recognize the rights of the people and equal protection under the law, finally, 10 tribes had enough and separated from the throne of David. We are approaching a to your tents moment in this country, my friends. Well, I need to move toward a conclusion, J6. I was wrong. I mentioned earlier, I thought that charade had played out and would be wrapped up in September. But the Dems are stuck to that mess like Brer Rabbit to Tar Baby. For their latest desperate move, they subpoenaed Trump. Looking forward to this, actually. Maybe we get to watch Nancy step up to try to punch him out, man, and go to jail. Yeah, that's what she said in January 6th, 2021, that she would be happy to go to jail, she said. She'd punch out Trump and go to jail, and she'd be happy. Well, Nancy, it'd make me happy, too. Well, let's make everybody happy. Put Nancy in the orange jumpsuit and stick her behind bars. Hey, Nancy, really? Did you or did you not say you wanted Trump to come to the Capitol on J6 so you could punch him out? And did you not say you would go to jail and that you would be happy to go to jail? So before you answer, by the way, let me show you a video created by your daughter of you in the Capitol saying this right out loud in front of God and everybody. So, you know, put Nancy in jail, we'll all be happy. It's getting weirder, friend. Nanotechnology imitating life. Combining nanotech bots with organic material give new meaning to Pfizer's BioNTech vaccines. Does the jab induce genetic modification? Technically, it does. It works into your DNA and initiates massive production of the spike protein. It was another of those many conspiracy theories that turned out to be conspiracy fact. But does this mean a genetically altered human being becomes the property of the owners of the patents of this whole thing? Well, I think that's a stretch. I'm going to have to discuss Attorney Todd Callender's interview with Stu Peters tonight during my live stream visit. I'm running out of time. It's a very important matter that we report these things accurately and carefully. I'll explain all that tonight. And Lord willing, we will be inspired by insights from my meditations on waiting for the Savior and looking for the Saviors, something I'll address Sunday in my pulpit and tonight in my live stream. Remember, my study in Revelation continues at 9:30 a.m. Sunday morning, and my message and the power of the glorious gospel to break Satan's darkness, blindness in our country. And then a special treat, we have missionary Tom Gonderman with us, missionary to Australia, and he'll be with us all day. And we'll speak for our evening service. And by the way, this Sunday is what we call an early service, and for lack of a better name, it means our Sunday schedule is the same for the morning services, but the evening service will follow lunch and will be held early. And so we'll have lunch on the grounds right after the morning service, and then we'll roll into our early evening service. So come on out. I look forward to meeting you. I've lit the lamps in the church belfry arch. Now you let me know you see they're on. Email me by going to our website at brainmassage.net. Brainmassage.net. Find the contact button and send me an email. You can leave me a message on our listener response hotline, 805-314-2114. God bless you, my dear friends. God bless America. Enjoy the air show today, and I'll see you in church.
God's War, Why Christians Should Rule the World. A shocking statement to many, but our founders didn't think so. John Jay believed Christians should prefer believers to rule our nation because Jesus is the King and all mankind are subject to his crown. Our founding fathers understood this and acknowledged Christ as King. Satan once boasted all the kingdoms of the world were his, but no longer. Because when Jesus died on the cross, he broke the power of Satan over this world and cast the prince of this world out. When Jesus rose from the grave, he declared, "All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth." Jesus sent his Spirit into the world, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. But where the Spirit of Antichrist is, there is tyranny. The Spirit of Jesus Christ is greater than the Spirit of Antichrist. Now, you can learn how to unleash the power of Christ into the world to defeat the Spirit of Antichrist. Learn how you can defend liberty through the authority of Jesus Christ. Get God's War, Why Christians Should Rule the World, today. www.godswar2020.com. It's God's war, and we are his soldiers. We know we will win in the end, but that doesn't mean we will win every battle. GodsWar2020.com. God's War, Why Christians Should Rule the World. A shocking statement to many, but our founders didn't think so. John Jay believed Christians should prefer believers to rule our nation because Jesus is King and all mankind is subject to his crown. Our founding fathers understood this and acknowledged Christ as King. Satan once boasted that all the kingdoms of the world were his, but no longer, because when Jesus died on the cross, he broke the power of Satan over this world and cast the prince of this world out. When Jesus rose from the grave, he declared, "All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth." Jesus sent his Spirit into the world, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. But where the Spirit of Antichrist is, there is tyranny. The Spirit of Jesus Christ is greater than the Spirit of Antichrist. Now, you can learn how to unleash the power of Christ into the world to defeat the spirit of Antichrist. Learn how you can defend liberty through the authority of Jesus Christ. Free the world from the spirit of tyranny. Get God's War, Why Christians Should Rule the World, today. Go to www.books@dbp.com. Go to GodsWar2020.com. Your next brain massage is scheduled for Saturday at 12 noon and Sunday at 7 a.m.